Hello and welcome to the Red Pill Island Show. I'm your host, Daniel Black. Joined with me is co-host Grant Lewis. Today's episode is the China Virus Lockdown.
Episode 10.
Episode 10. Can't believe we're already on episode 10, man.
Amazing.
So, what do you think about this whole lockdown situation?
I think it's really been screwed up, highly detrimental to society, and I think a lot of people haven't really taken everything into consideration.
Yeah, I think the lockdowns do more harm than they prevent. I think it causes economies to collapse, and it's just a little bit ridiculous.
For sure.
There's a lot of companies that are forced to lay off mass amounts of workers just to try to stay afloat. And it's just like, if the lockdowns weren't in place, they could still make money. They would still have steady customers, but you know, people like Dr. Fauci say, oh, lock down the whole economy. And then unemployment is at all-time rates. I think it's at like 11.1% or something around there. And it's destroying the economy. Like, we know the coronavirus mostly affects the elderly and the sick. So if you're elderly or sick, just stay inside. I mean, it's only really killing people with pre-existing horrific health conditions, you know? Healthy people aren't really affected by it, and the young aren't really affected by it. I heard a statistic that 6% of all coronavirus-related deaths were not due to coronavirus.
Yeah, that was directly released from the CDC.
So I think it's just mass hysteria, fear mongering, and it's not even that bad of a virus. It just has a really strong spreading rate. But the virus itself, I mean, I know plenty of people who got over it in like 2 weeks, and they didn't even have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I do too. I actually have a few people that I know personally that had very mild, you know, nearly asymptomatic, you know, experience with it. So for sure, I think there is a lot of fear mongering and a lot of sabotaging surrounding this.
Yeah, so I have an article here from the Business Insider. The coronavirus outbreak has triggered unprecedented mass layoffs and furloughs. Here are the major companies that have announced that they are downsizing their workforce. I looked through it. It's a lot of airlines are downsizing. Yeah. And a lot of clothing stores. So United Airlines announced it will furlough 16,000 once federal aid expires on October 1st. So the government is like giving federal aid until October 1st, and after that, expect a collapse on October 1st. Ford is offering buyouts to 1,400 workers eligible for retirement this year in the U.S. MGM is laying off 18,000 that were previously furloughed. I mean, that's just like a lot of people.
Damn.
Coca-Cola offering voluntary separation packages to 4,000. So they're saying, fuck off, employees.
Basically.
Salesforce to lay off 1,000. American Airlines is going to cut 19,000 on October 1st. Delta Airlines plans to furlough 1,941. Boeing is cutting its massive staff by 10%. So, like I said, a lot of airlines. Let's see. Warner Media, first round of layoffs, 600 employees. AT&T laying off 54 people in its marketing division, and then 3,400 were laid off also. NBC is going to lay off 3,500. Spirit Airlines furloughed 20 to 30% of its workforce. L Brands, the parent company of Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works, is laying off 15%. Creative Arts Agency, a major Los Angeles talent firm, is furloughing 275. Oil Field Services Company says cutting roughly 21,000 jobs and reported a second quarter loss of $3.4 billion. So these are like unprecedented crazy numbers here. Daimler, the company that owns Mercedes-Benz, may cut 30%. Tailored Brands, they own Men's Warehouse and Joseph A. Bank, laid off 20% and shuttered 500 stores. LinkedIn cut 960 jobs. Southwest Airlines cut 28% of their workforce. JCPenney shut down 152 stores and laid off 1,000. Let's see. Wells Fargo cut thousands. Walgreens cut 4,000 and reported a $1.7 billion loss.
Damn.
Lavies slash 700. Macy's laid off 3,900. HSBC, Europe's biggest bank, cut 35,000. AT&T laid off 3,400 and shut down 250 stores. Hilton Hotels cut 2,100. Chevron cut 15% of its 45,000 workforce, and the list goes on and on. A lot of airlines. TripAdvisor laid off 900. Hertz laid off 10,000. Hertz is not doing good. No one wants to rent cars. No one wants to go to movies. No one wants to go to airlines.
Right.
Under Armour laid off 6,700. Let's see. Yeah, man. So, famed auction house Sotheby's is furloughing 200 people. Sephora laid off 3,000. And these are like very big, big, very successful companies that are all doing terribly only because of the lockdowns. Otherwise, they would be doing amazing right now.
Yeah, a lot of big names and massive layoffs. Clearly having a tremendous impact on society.
Oh, for sure. All around the world. GE cut 10% of its workforce. Imagine, like, and because all these workers are losing their jobs like this, they all file for unemployment. It's higher numbers than the Great Recession. I mean, the Great Depression. Higher numbers than that. So,
big time ripple effect.
Yeah, so which companies have filed bankruptcy since the coronavirus pandemic hit? It's an article by Emily Pandeis on NBCnews.com. So Dean and DeLuca, it's a New York City based gourmet foods retailer, filed for bankruptcy on March 31st. And they used to be really successful. Apex Parks, they own 14 family entertainment water parks in New Jersey, California, and Florida. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on April 8th. True Religion Apparel filed for bankruptcy. CMX Cinemas filed for bankruptcy. Ruby's Costume Company filed for bankruptcy. J. Crew, Gold's Gym. They operate 700 gyms in the U.S. and internationally, filed for bankruptcy. JCPenney Like, that's crazy. Pier 1 imports. Wow. Yeah. JCPenney used to do really well. And because of the coronavirus, it's like people don't want to go to big malls. Hertz. Chapter 11 bankruptcy on May 22nd. So Jesus. They even underwent a CEO change because of the fourth in the last 6 years. So they're not doing too good. Tuesday morning, bankruptcy. 24-hour fitness, GNC, bankruptcy. CEC Entertainment. So CEC Entertainment is the parent company of Chuck E. Cheese. They filed for bankruptcy on June 24th, and they have like 700. Cirque du Soleil. I think they laid off like 90% of their workforce. I think they laid off like 3,500. So,
really?
Yeah. I mean, they're very good. They're very talented. And now their workforce is just selling for future shows that may or may not even happen. So, guys, don't buy tickets to things that are happening a year from now. No one knows what's going to happen. The virus lockdown is probably going to be in effect, so just save your money. Right now is a time to, like, hold on to your money. Don't spend too much and try to just bunker down and figure things out. And basically, I'm pulling the Daniel Black red alert. So, yeah, it's apocalypse time.
For sure. Hold fast and keep buying those Tesla and Apple stocks.
Yeah, I bought a few Apple stocks today, and I swing traded some Tesla today. Tesla's going crazy. It was on a huge run, and then now it's pulling back, and it's kind of a depressing day. But you know, I'm holding strong, man. It's emotional, but I'm trained. I am emotionally trained for the stock market, man. Let's see, Sur La Table bankruptcy. They closed 56 of their 125. California Pizza Kitchen. They have great pizza. They do frozen pizza. I see them at the grocery store. Bankruptcy. Yep. Stein Mart. Bankruptcy. Taylor Brands. Bankruptcy. Lord & Taylor. Bankruptcy. So that's crazy, man. It's like affecting every... And if it's affecting the big businesses like this, the small businesses are doing worse, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see. I found another article. It's Forbes. A second wave of layoffs is coming as lockdowns persist, by Kenneth Raposa. And he says, a second wave of layoffs is coming. Thank you, lockdown gurus. So he's saying, fuck you, faggots.
gay.
Yeah. Okay, there's a study from Daniel Albert of Cornell University that shows that workers placed back on payrolls by employers after the first round of lockdowns are being laid off again.
Really?
Yeah, so of employees who were placed back on payrolls after being initially laid off or furloughed, 31% said they were laid off a second time. Well, that's a kick in the nuts. Some 26% told that their employers said they might be laid off again. Oh, wow.
Jeez.
And the responses were equal across all job types. So,
what a world, man. And this is really just the tip of the iceberg, too. Not even factoring in suicide and homicide rates skyrocketing, physical and mental health declining among many people.
I know, like, big states that have restrictions are New Jersey, Texas, Florida, California, possibly New York. They're very extreme. So, according to the study, 37% of the employed, of those employed as a staff worker, have been laid off or furloughed at least once since March 1st, 2020.
Goddamn.
A total of 57% of those initially laid off or furloughed reported being put back on payroll sometime after the initial dismissal, and 39% said they have not yet been called in. So it's looking really bleak for sure. So it just closes out with continued lockdowns may slow the spread, but will only prolong it. And so continual economic shutdowns will only make matters worse, survey analysts said. So that's what we're saying. The continual shutdowns only make things worse because it just destroys the whole economy.
Yeah. There seems to be this notion that it's, you know, like risk management, or this is like the logical way to go about it. And there's just a lot of compelling evidence on our side when you look at it realistically.
Yeah, this article is interesting. It says more. It's the Sun Sentinel by David Lyons. More layoffs coming as businesses brace for COVID-19 lockdowns. As COVID cases surge across Florida, many businesses are starting to give up hope that they can rebound. Because, I mean, the rules and regulations they keep rolling out are just too much money, too hard to follow, and it's just a barrage, really.
Mm-hmm.
Faced with thin cash reserves and the prospect of more government lockdowns, many are positioning themselves to be leaner for the remainder of 2020. So, okay,
not
so
a good look.
It's not a good look. It says after an encouraging initial start to the recovery, the dramatic reemergence of COVID-19 risks putting the economy back on its heels. A flood of 130,000 people in Florida filed first unemployment claims during the weekend of July 1st, nearly doubling the previous week's filings. The figure represented an increase of 62,000, an eruption. So I had friends that were trying to file for unemployment, and the servers were full. Like, they couldn't call in. They had to use the computer.
Really?
Nationwide, nearly 33 million people were collecting unemployment benefits as of June 20th, according to the Labor Department. The figure stood at 2 million people in February before. Oh my God, man. It jumped from 2 million to 33 million. And it was not designed. It was not designed to support that many people.
For sure.
And all we fucking got from the government was like one stimulus of $1,200 if you're like a normal person that doesn't leech off the system.
Yeah.
So, I understand that it's hard for the Republicans to do anything because the Democrats just disagree with them on everything and it becomes politics. But if you expect us to, like, be like, okay, we'll do everything you say, government, and okay, we'll do all these lockdowns, but you only give us $1,200 for, like, 6 months, like, what the fuck? That's not even enough for 1 month's rent. It's like a joke.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I did with that $1,200?
What would you do with it?
Oh no, I had it. You know what I did? I just bought Tesla with it.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Because what happened was there was a 20% stock market crash before the 1200, and then I got the 1200 and it basically like helped me recover from the 20% loss. I'm doing really good now, thank God, and I didn't get scared, because it seems like the stock market is doing good but the economy is doing bad. They're not indicative of each other, and I didn't get afraid of the stock market. It might get really bad soon, maybe in October, we'll see.
Yeah.
So Tom Chivers is a columnist at Unheard. He wrote, is the lockdown doing more harm than good? And the answer is yes, coronavirus can be deadly, but trapping us in our homes is also costly to lives and livelihoods. We've been trapped in our houses for 6 weeks now. Oh, this was early on. This was in May 5th. The economy is suffering, so are we. It's possibly affecting our mental health. Yeah, I bet it's much worse now. I bet they're all seeing Zoom therapist.
Yeah.
Oh, what a joke. I wonder what going to the gynecologist is like. I bet, like, you just turn around and show your ass on the computer on the Zoom.
Jesus.
And, like, all these girls only want to, like, chat online and talk on video calls. That is fucking cancer. Like, I'm sorry. That is not a date. A video call is not a date.
Have you seen all those bios saying who, you know, looking for Zoom date or something? I mean, how corny is that, bro?
Oh, yeah. They shame you. They're like, no, I will not meet you in person. There's a pandemic going on. Have some respect.
Show some respect.
Oh, my God. So, he says the cure is worse than a disease. So, yeah, it's not even a cure. It's some rampant liberal bullshit to flatten the curve. Oh, flatten that curve. It's like, shut the fuck up. Flatten the fucking curve. Fuck you. Can't flatten shit. Just
serious.
Let it take its course, man. Let it, like, it all it does really is it, like, it killed like 1.5%. It has like a 1.5% fatality rate, I think. And the CDC released that only 6% of the time of coronavirus deaths is due to actual coronavirus. So realistically, it's just survival of the fittest. It's weeding out the sick and elderly. I mean, I don't want to sound like a dick, but like, don't make everyone else fucking suffer because you're afraid. And elderly people, I think they're getting kind of greedy and very fearful at the same time.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on that. You
controlling just have to let nature and greedy
run its course.
Controlling greedy. And greedy. They don't let their kids go out. I know a girl named Lauren. Her mom never lets her leave the house. She had to sneak out once to see me. Because the parents are so concerned that their kids will come home and infect them with the coronavirus. Like, let your kids have a life, dude. All you care about is yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, another important thing to know is that 94% of the fatalities were all had an average of 2.6 pre-existing conditions. Holy which means shit. That they nearly, which means they roughly had three serious or somewhat serious conditions that factored into that death. So
yeah, it's a lot of fear. It's a fear. Like, imagine if a virus came out with like a 50% fatality rate. You know what I mean? If we're right. overreacting this much to a virus, that was like a 1.5%. And like, we went over the CDC stuff, but we're overreacting this much. Imagine what a real virus would do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be total mass hysteria and panic for sure.
I think the Wall Street Journal was saying that like it's destroying the economy and it's just not worth it at all.
Oh, absolutely.
It's called there was an article called "The Failed Experiment of COVID Lockdowns." New data suggests that social distancing and reopening haven't determined the spread, by Donald L. Luskin. And like, it's an experiment, you know? The yeah. lockdowns is an experiment.
Definitely agree.
It's like a liberal, you know, fantasy experiment.
Yeah, I can see that.
And eventually, people are going to start. Well, okay, so the BLM riots and all that I think they got such an overwhelming amount of people because they were bored and they wanted to get out of their house from the coronavirus.
That was my original theory, yeah. too.
But eventually, man, people are going to start being like, I don't want to fucking wear a mask. And I feel like masks are oppressive, dude. I mean, let's talk about masks for a second.
Okay.
So, I don't know about you, but if I'm doing any kind of physical activity like running, I can't have the mask. Like, it's too restricting of the airflow. It gets hot. It feels weird in there, and it's like not, it's not good for you.
Yeah, I actually tested it out myself, and I wore a mask a few times when doing intensive workouts, and it's not good, man.
Yeah, and there was like a picture, and it showed the virus size and the weaving of the mask, and the virus could fit through the weaving of the mask. And you know what the truth is about masks, right?
What's that?
They don't prevent you from getting the coronavirus. They prevent you from spreading it. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So it's, and everyone sees it as like this big selfless act, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, man. They fucking suck. They look stupid. They like give you elf ears sometimes. And fucking Nancy's been wearing the same gross blue mask. She never washes it. I bet it stinks. Man.
Gotta do your part.
Gotta do your part. Yeah, man, it's just uncomfortable. And it's like some guy was telling me, he's like, remember when it was no shirt, no shoes, no service? Now it's no mask, no service. So... I don't know, man. I can't really believe it that, like, people are this butthurt about masks.
Did you know Nancy Pelosi just got some controversy for getting her hair done without a mask?
Yeah, on? I saw it. Didn't she, like, pull her mask down or something?
Yeah, there's, like, she's actually on video in a salon getting her hair done just nonchalantly without a mask. But then there's been other times she's gone on camera, you know, advocating for the mask and almost shaming people that don't do it. So a lot of hypocrisy with Pelosi.
Yeah, man. So masks suck. They're literally oppressive. And I wrote a few Facebook statuses. I said masks are oppressive. And a few girls commented, like, it's just fabric. Like, no, it's like the idea behind it and like the rules enforcing it. It's not just fabric. Like, I feel like embarrassed wearing a mask almost.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw those comments. I was just like, wow.
And it's like weird approaching and talking to girls already. And then like when you both have masks on, it's like even weirder, you know?
It's hella awk.
Let's see. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says we will never do any of these lockdowns again. On August 31st, and this was an article by Scott Sutton on WPTV.com. And, you know, DeSantis just says, we're not going to do this. And the cases are dropping in Florida a little bit. And he says that he cringes when he hears people say they'll shut down the country. So he's talking about Joe Biden.
Nice.
Yeah, it even says possibly referring to Joe Biden. And he's like, kids are low spreaders. And he said that he said a bunch of stuff about schools. But the thing is, man, I really don't like online classes. It's very cold and I don't get to interact with the students very much. I got put in a weird group chat, believe it or not, with like 500 kids. And yeah, this one guy was trying, he wasn't even in the class. He was trying to sell homework that he did for the class. And we just kicked him out of the group. He wasn't even in the fucking class, bro.
I'm dead.
And he was starting a bunch of shit with me. And he's like, oh, if you were an alpha, you wouldn't have to announce it. And I'm like, well, alphas announce it. Haven't you ever seen a lion roar? And or a gorilla bang on his chest? You know, they announce it, you know?
That's right.
So I said, hey, the 90s called. They want their hairstyle back. And then I was like, you look like a murderer. Dude, the dude looked like a murderer. And then he's telling a bunch of, like, college girls that he always stays strapped. And then he posted a bunch of, like... shitty rapping videos, and they kicked him out of all the chats. Because, like, who are you? You're not even in the class.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Had to roast him, my guy.
Fuck that guy, dude. He's going to kill someone. So the Health Foundation found that emerging evidence on COVID-19's impact on mental health and health inequalities, they're talking about the lockdown.
Yeah.
One area of concern is the impact of the pandemic and mental health and how this is affecting people. So good mental health is an asset, and they're saying that kids are affected by this greatly, the social isolation. I saw a story on the news that this kid that was 10 years old, he killed himself. And the dad was talking about it, and he said the kid was always happy, this good kid. He just got really depressed from the isolation in the lockdown.
Yeah, this is the result. Like, that's the result of it. It's really, it's fucked.
So, HCP Lives, Kenny Walter says COVID-19 lockdown having an impact on adolescent mental health. I mean, you know, I'm 26 and my brain is fully developed and, like, I know right from wrong and I have a good head on my shoulders. But these kids that are, like, developing, you know, they need the social interaction more. They need friends. They need stimulus, man. You know, I'm kind of used to it. Like, I'm used to the isolation. So, like, I kind of had an advantage going into this pandemic. Because, like, a day in lockdown is kind of like my normal day. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for all these kids. Like, these poor, like, teenagers that, like, don't get to be teenagers.
Yeah, a lot of them aren't conditioned like we are, and they aren't in their, you know, mid-20s. So it's really different. It's a different situation for them.
So Dr. Maria Lodes says, with much of the U.S. forced to remain at home instead of work or school since March, it is unknown what the mental health impact might be on school-aged children. So a team led by her did a study on loneliness. And, okay, so for the last few months, the majority of children and adolescents in the U.S. are experiencing a prolonged state of physical isolation from their friends, as well as teachers, extended family, and community networks.
Yep.
While quarantining adults has generally led to negative psychological effects, including confusion, anger, and post-traumatic distress, it is unknown how they impact children and... You know, it's just, it's worse for the children. That kid killed himself. Oh, wow. It's
unbelievable.
The investigators found that the social isolation and loneliness increased the risk of depression, as well as the possibility of anxiety.
Yeah, when you're shut off from interacting, I can see that.
The investigators said, the young people are 3 times more likely to get depression if they are socially isolated, man.
Really?
Yeah, 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, what do you think about all that?
It's just baffling to take it all in and to, you know, really sit on all the negative effects of it and it's just a big realization of, was it really worth it? I don't think so.
Nah, man, it wasn't worth it.
It's just like, I'm looking at a Daily Mail. Got a Daily Mail
article
pulled up right now that says, lockdowns don't work. Study claims, researchers say stay-at-home orders made no difference to coronavirus deaths around the world, but prior health levels did. By Sam Blanchard, senior health reporter, and Ben Spencer, medical correspondent for the Daily Mail, and Vanessa Chalmers, health reporter for Mail Online. So, you know, I like a lot of different perspectives, personally.
Yeah, that's a good article. I think I saw that. You got anything else from that article?
It says dozens of countries have been forced into lockdown to curb the virus spread. But now, a study has claimed the drastic measures don't even work. Instead, the health of each nation before the pandemic largely played a role. Obesity raised death rates by 12%, which may explain Britain's high death toll. And it goes on to start out by saying, lockdowns have not had a big impact on coronavirus death rates around the world. Scientists have claimed, and the health of nations beforehand was more important. Dozens of countries have been forced to tell people to stay home and close shops in a bid to stop the COVID-19 pandemic since it broke out in January. But now, a study has claimed the drastic measures don't even work. They found that whether a country was locked down or not was not associated with death rate. So it just goes on to like pages and pages of statistics and data. And
I actually just found a really good article.
Really?
Yeah. So AEI.org, Lockdowns Don't Work by Lyman Stone. Lockdowns don't work. That simple sentence is enough to ignite a firestorm of controversy these days, whether you say it in public, to someone at least 6 feet away, of course, or online. As soon as the words leave your lips, they begin to interpret it in extraordinary ways. Why do you want to kill old people? Why do you think the economy is more important than saving lives? Why do you hate science? Are you a shill for Trump? Why are you spreading misinformation? But here's the thing. There's no evidence of lockdowns working. If strict lockdowns actually saved lives, I would be all for them, even if they had large costs. But put simply, the scientific and medical case for strict lockdowns is paper thin. Yeah, man, these lockdowns are a new thing. There's no, like, precedent to go off of, really.
Exactly.
He explains what lockdowns are, and there's three characteristics. People are ordered to stay at home. Second, assemblies are limited to very small. Third, businesses and activities are forced to close. Okay.
Yeah. I remember the churches being closed was a huge controversial issue among a lot of conservatives.
Yeah. It's too much. The mask.
Too much.
Oh, here we go. It's just talking about how masks are not proven to, like, do anything. Because, like, these masks, they're not that good. Like, if you're a surgeon in the hospital, you're going to be having, like, a face shield and, like, a better mask, you know? It's like, these masks, what do they even do? They prevent you from spreading the virus. I don't even have the fucking virus. Have you ever gotten a coronavirus test?
You know, I haven't.
I want to talk about it a little bit. So, if you ever want to go to, like, the hospital, or you ever want anything done with, like, some very important place, they might... Well, definitely with a hospital. They definitely will have you coronavirus checked, and then you have to wait, like, 3 days. It's so annoying. Like, you have to... If you want something done at the hospital, or you're sick, you have to go in. They schedule you to go in, you do the coronavirus test, and then they let you know, like, 3 days later if you're okay. So I went in. It took forever. I go in this room. There's, like, a black lady with, like, a hazmat suit on, and she fucking tells me to sit down, and she sticks a fucking, like, weird syringe thing all the way back through my nose, like, all the way to, like, my brain, dude. It's fucking scary.
What an inconvenience.
It didn't hurt too bad. It was just, like, it was scary, though, because I didn't know. It wasn't that bad, but it's just inconvenient.
Yeah.
And then a lot of places have been forced to go to switch to Zoom. A lot of people have been forced to switch to Zoom. And there was this girl, and she kept hitting me up. She kept texting me. And I was like, hey, when are we going to hang out? And she's like, oh, we can hang out on Zoom. And I'm like, no, that's not the same. Like, that's not, I'm sorry, that's not hanging out. That's staring at a screen. It's that's like so calling your grandma. That shit don't count. Can you imagine Like, I had this thought a while ago. I don't know if you realize this. Can you imagine what Thanksgiving is going to be like?
Oh, man. Something else.
Can you imagine everyone with, like, a Thanksgiving plate on, like, a 50-person Zoom meeting?
It's a fucking group chat Zoom meeting.
It's a fucking shitty Zoom, a shitty fucking Zoom meeting. Wonder what the Trailer Park Boys think about these fucked Zoom meetings.
Man, I don't know, but I love me some stuffing.
Oh, man. I love that fucking, like, cranberry stuff.
Cranberry sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
I love turkey. I love stuffing. I love the, they used to make, like, mashed sweet potatoes and, like, marshmallows or something. That was good.
Yeah.
Green beans, cornbread. Just, I fucking love Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
I made the best turkey one year. Like, I put, like, an herb butter, and I did homemade gravy, and it was fire, bro. Got to stuff that cavity with lemon and onions.
Stuff it.
Stuff that cavity. Use some butcher's twine. Yeah, so I'm going to say it, guys. Daniel Black, seal of approval. And Grant, you can back me up on this, but dating is canceled until the lockdowns are over. I'm sorry, boys.
Yeah, if you don't have a girlfriend already, you know, temporary relationship or any of that fake bullshit, then just take a hike on it.
Yeah, man, just take a fucking hike, bro. Yeah. Because girls were flaky and shitty before. Now they're even worse. They're like all turned into OnlyFans and they don't fucking respond. They have the ultimate excuse to never hang out with you. Like, literally, if you offer to get food for a girl, she'll say, I can't. There's a pandemic. Or if you offer to hang out, she'll say, I can't. My parents are susceptible or some bullshit. And it's always, oh, I'll hang out with you when it's over. It's like, shut the fuck up. It's going to be over in like 3 years.
Yeah, I know. I've been saying that. I'm just like, when is this going to end? Like, they're like, oh, people say, oh, after the election or something. I'm like, I guess.
No way, dude. Not lingering. No way. Yeah, people I knew were saying stuff like, yeah, man, this will be over in a couple months. I'm like, no, dude, this is going to be like 2 or 3 years. They're like, don't talk like that, Daniel. And it's like, well, I'm fucking smarter than you. Got an IQ of 140. So I'm going to tell you, it's going to go on for 2 or 3 years. And we have a bunch of, I got to let you know, Grant, we have a bunch of Xbox trolls that love listening to our podcast, man.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So it's like Kat and like Wyatt and Wyatt's friends and Patrick and Devin. And they were all very, their favorite episodes was Daniel Black's girlfriend requirements and Daniel Black's wife requirements. And Kat was offering to, it was so corrupt. And I told her no, because she's a freak, but she was like, oh, me, you and Wyatt should all get married. And I'm like, no, we're not.
Oh my God.
And she was talking about like the wedding requirements. She said, she was talking about how I got to like go from 6 ice sculptures to like 4 or something. And this one guy was angrily reading the wife list in like an Xbox Live party. He's like, must jar her own honey. Why the fuck would she have her own honey? Must make her own mayonnaise from scratch. What the fuck? And he was getting so angry. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, who the fuck are you? And why are you getting so angry about someone's standards that you don't even know them? Like, who the fuck are you? And, I got an Xbox Live invite the other day. Someone, I have no idea who they are. They're like, are you Daniel Black? Yeah. He's like, oh, nice to meet you. I heard you're famous. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, check out the podcast, man. I got to go.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got a big following now, man, and people know Nancy loves her. I think do you think Nancy's our number one fan?
I think she secretly is.
I think secretly. She sometimes, you know, she messages me, "Hey, when's the new episode coming out?" And then she sends me like different ideas for new episodes, and she sends me articles, and she's like, "You should talk about that on the podcast." But bro, like, she's unreliable and lazy. Like, we'll probably have her on for like episode 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We're not going to wait around for, I mean, we're going to find some new guests. We already had Amanda and Jamar. So Amanda was pretty funny with her dolphin laugh. Not going to lie. That was a good one. Yeah. And Jamar, I actually want to bring Jamar. If we do like conspiracy theories or maybe something on liberals, we should probably bring him back.
He's our conspiracy. He's our conspiracy expert.
Theory department guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, like, it's super hard to find a job right now. Not that I've looked. I've just been like focusing heavily on school, heavily. And I just make money on the stock market, and I like have like a side job, but I'm not actively looking. And you know, people are getting fucking evicted now because the government thought it would be a good idea to put a moratorium on rent payments. Do you know about that?
No, tell me about that.
So basically, a lot of people couldn't afford their rent the past few months because of, you know, the lockdowns, and we talked about the layoffs. So the government realized that, and they put a moratorium on rent, saying, oh, it's okay not to pay rent, which is the dumbest bullshit. That means the landlords are getting fucked over, okay? And then they can't pay their rent, they can't pay their expenses, and then everyone gets fucked over. So, you know, I knew people, this one guy was like, oh, I pay portions of my rent as I see fit. It's like, what the fuck? Really? You pay portions as you see fit? And then he got evicted, so fucking dumbass. But people are getting evicted left and right. And I'm just so grateful that I'm not in that situation.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I can see why girls cling to their boyfriends now, because they're afraid. They're afraid of getting evicted or not having enough money. Because I made a post. It was not too controversial. I said you should break up with your boyfriend and date me instead.
Nice.
And this one girl commented, my boyfriend pays me. And like, so that's what's really going on. The boyfriends are paying them to stay.
Yeah, it's the rise of the simps.
The rise of the simps. Is that like a Star Wars movie or something? Like, or like, I know, right? Planet of the Apes, like Rise of the Planet of the Simps.
Man. These references are just out of hand.
Star Wars, The Simp Menace, Star Wars, Attack of the Simps, Star Wars, Lord. Revenge of the Simp.
Revenge of the Beta Males.
Revenge of the Beta Males, A New Simp, The Simp.
That's fucking good.
The Simps Strike Back.
Yeah.
The SJWs Strike Back, and then Return of the Simp.
Return of the White Knights.
The Simp Awakens.
The Simp Awakens. Nice.
The Last Red Pill.
That's what's up.
And then,
we're the Last Red Pill.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fastest growing Red Pill podcast in the nation.
And then Rise of the Red Pill Walker. Did you see the last Star Wars movie?
If it was on Disney Plus, I did.
That was so good. I liked that one. It was the one where the Emperor was still alive.
Oh, he was bugging out on the chair at the end and like shooting lightning.
He just like shot a straight up like blue pill cannon into the sky, like the biggest blue pill cannon. And then he's like, apparently he had absorbed all the Sith into his one body. And then apparently, I think Snoke turned out to be a clone. Spoiler alerts. Well, I guess it's too late for the spoiler alert, but yeah, because you saw two Snokes in a fucking like cloning chamber, and it's like, oh shit, so Snoke is a clone. And that was crazy when he did the lightning attack and Rey had the two lightsabers and managed to block it. But those Disney, what the hell? Why does everyone have to die for no apparent reason? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Luke died because his astral projection took too many laser blasts. Hello. And then Rey died because her lightsabers took too much of the lightning. And then Kylo Ren died because he used too much power healing Rey. It's like such forced deaths, you know? It's like, oh boy.
Yeah. Remember when got a little too dramatic.
Remember when people got forced lightninged out of windows and fell like fucking 6,000 feet to the ground? I remember that.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, man. Those were the good old days. Oh, man. So I bet people who wear black masks think they're cool.
Yeah, they probably think they have some like alter ego, Antifa.
I saw Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in a picture, and they were both wearing black masks. Like, he got her on the black mask train.
Pedo Joe.
If you vote for Joe Biden, you are voting for a mask, a black mask. And he wants, by the way, he wants to shut down the whole country.
Yeah, I know. It's absurd.
Here's the Daniel Black plan. Reopen the whole fucking economy and just let people die. Let the 1.5% die. They were probably going to die anyway. It's like, oh no, the 85-year-old man with 12 pre-existing health conditions and 30 different meds died of coronavirus, bro! Like, oh my God, man.
I know. It's like that 97-year-old billionaire that died, and fucking CNN and MSNBC didn't even get around to reporting Cannon Hinnett's death until after that. Like what?
Or little Billy that was 25 that was smoking crack and died of crack corona complications due to crack. Like, okay.
That's right.
Billy!
Billy!
Billy! You smoked crack. What's that from? Is that from Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy? It has to be.
No, you know what?
What?
That impersonation is from, I think, Stan's grandpa on South Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I've just been doing it for years now. And yeah, I don't know. It's just something I've been obsessed with for a while.
You remember Tegrity Farms?
No, what's that from?
Oh my God, you don't know about Tegrity Farms? It's basically Randy. Yeah, Randy. You know Randy, right? He's one of my favorite South Park characters. He's so funny. He decides he's had enough, and he goes to grow his own weed, and he calls it Tegrity Farms. And Towley is his right-hand man. Of course it's Towley.
Towley. Just want to get high.
And
okay, you too. Do I choose saving my friends or getting high? I choose both.
Yo, shout out to Towley.
Shout out to Towley. He's such a fuck up. And he can't do anything really except for get high. So anyway, Tegrity Farms, he starts a farm with Towley, and they grow, like, the best weed in Colorado. And it's like, whenever someone, like, talks shit, he's like, you ain't got no integrity. Like, integrity, but it's kind of funny. And basically, there's, like, a Christmas episode, and they banned weed. So he had, like, a new strand of weed that he found out everyone liked because it had like cocaine crystals on it or something. And then he had to make like weedless cocaine crystal weed, and then like everyone got high on cocaine. Like, I think Santa Claus got high as fuck on cocaine, and so did Jesus.
Them cocaine trichomes. That's a marketing strategy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, man, like, it's super boring in the fucking lockdowns. Like, you can't do shit. The malls suck. Most stuff is closed. You just go grocery shopping, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty gay.
I went to the Keys a few times and caught some fish, but, bro, it's super hot and super gay.
For sure.
Got really sunburned.
I bet.
Shout out to Franklin for that sunburn. It's probably listening. I mean, all my in real life friends fucking know about Daniel Black. They all know about the podcast, bro. People are like, delete Daniel Black right now. Delete it. Or like, delete your podcast. It's offensive. It's like, bro, do you have a successful podcast? I didn't think so.
Oh, you know what you should talk about? You should talk about the suggestions you got that we've discussed earlier.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on another podcast.
Yeah.
I will, though.
Yeah, it's...
I actually want to talk about... I've been arguing with a lot of chicks on Facebook in the lockdown, man. Because they're so, like, triggered and stuff. Basically, there's this girl... She invited us. Well, she invited me to do a podcast with her about her, like, shitty comedy. It's a shitty comedy podcast. And really? She, like, talks down to people. So she posted something stupid about, like, lesbians. And, like, raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by the split attraction model. And, like, it wasn't even funny. And I was like, I commented, imagine actually being funny on, it's like her comedy page. She's not even like, women aren't funny. And she said, you are allowed to think that I'm going to side with the 2000 people last I counted who disagree with you last week, larger sample size and whatnot. And then I said, someone's salty. And she goes, for saying I disagree with you, not at all. You know, as a piece of advice, if you look at anyone who disagrees with you as an attack, you're going to have a hard time in life. So she's gaslighting the shit out of me, passive aggressive. And I said, no, you're wrong for assuming 2000 social justice warriors were right. And then she said, I don't write for a social justice warrior site. I write for a punk media site. And I said, same thing with like a petty girl emoji. And then she said, do you like Slayer? And I said, keep reaching. And then some guy, like, dude, I'm trained to handle up to 300 bullies at once. So I have, like, a lot of training for this. You can ask Patrick and Devin. Let's see. Some guy commented, and he's like, oh, he said, I know it's hard to think, especially on your own. Just try to keep that imagination going, Danny. Maybe you'll be funny one day to someone, maybe even a nice lady friend if you are into that scene. Who knows, dude? And I said, like, I said, oh, no, the 60-year-old emo is giving me advice. What will I ever do? Because he, like, is like an ancient rocker with, like, horrific hair. And this is what I do in the fucking lockdown, bro. I make red pill posts and I argue with social justice warriors.
Yeah, we do this shit on a daily basis. It's life, man.
So she reaches out to me, and she goes, are you okay? And I said, I'm fine. She goes, you know, attacking strangers is a sign that you might not be as okay as you think. It's not something happy, adjusted people tend to do. As if she's happy and adjusted, as if anyone's happy and adjusted in the coronavirus. I said, oh, is someone triggered? And she says, do you have anyone you could talk to if needed? I know in the past I've been in a bad place and started to be hostile towards people. And I said, are you trying to be my mom right now? And she goes, sometimes talking can help. I said, you're hella creepy. Go shave the rest of your head. Because she, like, shaved, like, half of it. And I told her to quit projecting.
That punk haircut.
I said, you should see a therapist. And then she said, why? And I said, because you're triggered. And she said, it seems like you enjoy arguing with people. I don't really care. Like, people fucking put me on blast on a post, or like they disagree with like a critique I have. And then when I argue with them, they just go, oh, you just like drama. You like arguing, but I'm just, you know, too powerful, I guess.
Just keeping it real, man. They just want a clout chase.
Oh, so it was funny. She says, it seems like you enjoy arguing with people. I don't really care about that stuff, so I'm going to go. She runs a fucking comedy page, and she's a snowflake. And then I said, I win. And she said, if you needed to feel that way, sure, you win. So she said, you win. So I win.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
These people, bro, there's something else.
Yeah, bro, fuck the lockdown. And you know what? People have been ghosting a lot, and they even made a show about it.
Really?
Yeah, like, the premise of the show is, like, people are ghosting now more than ever with the lockdown. So, and then the whole show is just tracking down the person who ghosted you.
Kind of sounds interesting.
This girl told me it sucks, but maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right, man. That was a pretty good podcast.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's definitely been a topic of the, you know, a good topic that we wanted to go over. So I'm glad we got to do it.
Yeah, it's a worthy topic, and we got to talk about things that are going on, and just let's try to talk about like everything we can. I'm sure our viewers want to hear our opinions on stuff, and you know, we actually have a Red Pill Island Facebook page, so our viewers, if you want to join, just go ahead and join, and you can send us suggestions for podcasts or say what's up. So we have like 20 members now. We just started it up, and I mean, there's a lot of girls on that page.
Yeah.
So the guy to girl was really good. Indeed. Probably find a wife there that'll divorce rape you, but you can still find one.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey Grant, what was that the quote you had?
Oh, the let's see here. Didn't I write it as a status? I think it's on my status. Should here. I check?
Yeah, it was pretty golden.
All right, hold on here, wonderful audience. Let's see.
Something about like a feminist or something.
Yeah, it's got to be on here. Let's see. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Nobody is more salty than a super morbidly obese feminist that sends you a message request and then immediately blocks you.
Bro, that's happened to me so many times. They just send you a nasty message and then they already have you blocked.
Oh, it's a thing, bro. It had to be the quote of the day.
I actually have a quote I want to say.
Quotes of the day. All right.
I have a quote. Zoom meetings are hella gay. That's the quote.
That's it.
Fuck Zoom, dude.
Fuck Zoom.
Hella gay.
Real talk.
It's like Skype, but like gayer. If that's
possible. It's like Skype's gayer cousin.
Yeah, with AIDS. Oh my god, dude. I cannot stand Zoom meetings. You just sit around and you look at each other. You don't interact. It's fucked.
You got people in recovery meetings and shit I've heard about online just fucked up on pharmaceuticals, just falling asleep in the meeting.
Oh yeah, turning the camera off and then smoking some crank.
God damn.
And then they have they thought they were muted and they're like, not right now, I'm cranking. And then the whole meeting hears them, like, cranking. Yeah, I knew this guy. He would like turn his camera off and then like get like blasted. Like fucking blasted, dude.
Yeah, you hear a lot of these like Zoom stories and various different meetings, and it's just hella crazy.
I was like, did you do any drugs today? He's like, nah, man, I'm good. I just had 7 shots of vodka, man. I'm still clean. I'm like, you're not clean, man. You just had 7 shots of vodka. He's like, nah, man, I'm good, man. Who am I? Okay. Who am I? Okay.
Just had to boost some meth real quick.
Jeez. Yeah, it seems to be like the only fun thing to do in the coronavirus lockdown. Everyone's doing drugs right now, dude.
Man, that's not the way.
Yeah, it's not, but people are fucking hella bored. And all you can do is watch Ghosted by MTV, where like they track down the person who ghosted you. And look, like, why'd you ghost me? Why'd you ghost me? Fucking simp. That's a simp show.
Oh, simp nation, bro.
Why'd you ghost me? Because I'm a bitch. And like, that's what they should say. Because I'm a fucking bitch. And I am talking to thousands of guys. Yeah, bro. I saw a Tinder profile that was like, she was really cute. And then she had like a few pictures on there. And one of them was like, I match with thousands of guys. Do not be boring. If you say hi, you will get ignored. It's like, when did girls end up like this?
I don't know, man. But it is just way too prevalent now.
And now it's starting to affect other countries. Like, girls from other countries are starting to turn into this. I mean, not like third world countries, but you wouldn't want a girl from a third world country anyway.
Yeah.
What it's going to come down to is we're going to have to get rich, bro. And I'm like on my way. I'm like doing well in the stock market. We're going to have to get rich. That's, you know, what Scarface says. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the women. Some shit like that. Yeah. He also says, you come here for business or you come to fuck around, man. That's what he says. He's like, say hello to my little friend. I'm not gonna fucking kill a kid, man. Yeah.
Oh,
that movie.
It's classic.
I also watch a bunch of weird fucking movies in the lockdown. I think. What did I watch yesterday? I watched the weirdest. Oh, I watched Hellraiser 2. Okay. And I watched this movie called Braindead. And Hellraiser 2 was pretty crazy, bro. Like, this evil doctor got like sent to hell, and then he like turned into like a fucking super mutant evil doctor with a giant like tentacle on his head, and he had like snake hands. And not even Hellraiser could stop him. Like, he killed Hellraiser.
Jesus,
he one-shotted everybody. He like threw a snake at their neck or something, one-shotted them.
Out here one-shotting people.
And then this movie Braindead was like, this guy was gonna operate on this guy's brain, and then he operates on the guy's brain, but the whole time he was getting operated on, like the whole time, and it was just like a trip. He was just having a trip.
It's trippy.
Yeah, it was a mind fuck complete. Like, he kept waking up in bed with his wife, then he would wake up in a hospital bed. Then the person he did the operation on never even existed, but maybe he existed.
Yeah.
Like, the dude cuts him out of his, like, restraints in the hospital. He's like, oh no, someone's coming, I'll hide in the closet. And the dude hides in the closet, and then after the nurse leaves, he checks the closet, and the dude is dead with no eyes in the closet. It's like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
And there was a part where, like, some homeless dude wrestled him for, like, a brain in a jar or something. He's like, that's my brain!
Oh my god.
That was so funny. Like, the homeless dude was like, that's my brain. He's like, no, it's not your brain. He's like, that's my brain. And he just starts poking on it, and it fucking smashes on the ground. It's so stupid.
You ever seen that show, Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Pretty trippy.
Yeah, there was an episode where, like, I was doing some virtual reality thing. And then it, like, short-circuited, and then, he died, but he was stuck in, like, 1 second of time for, like, a long time, for, like, years.
Yeah.
And then he saw his, like, high school bully as like a giant spider. Yeah, that one was fucked. And then the one where like you rate people in real life and then like she got blocked by everybody.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, some of those kind of suck though.
Yeah, some are pretty lame and then sometimes they come through.
You ever seen Doctor Who?
I don't think so.
I like Doctor Who, especially seasons like 10 and 11. It's a good show, man. It's been going on for like 50 something years. It's a good show. It's like a British show. It's really good. If you like, it's kind of like Rick and Morty, but like real people.
Right.
Rose! I love you, Rose! Doctor! Doctor! Don't leave me! I love you! Rose! Please! Doctor! Doctor!
Oh my God.
Doctor! I love you! Oh my God, man.
Oh.
Fuck. I might have to go to the grocery store today. That's fucked. You go in, everyone's got a mask on, nobody communicates, nobody wants to talk, and then it's just shitty. No one's friendly in where I live. South Florida, it's really unfriendly here.
This whole lockdown shit and all the masks, it's just really negative, man. It's really caused a lot of negativity.
Yeah, a lot of decline in mental health and a lot of boredom.
Yeah.
Like, things that used to be fun aren't fun anymore because they converted it to Zoom.
Yeah.
You expect it to be the same, and it's just not. It's just gay.
Not to mention immune systems.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, since we're not around other people, our immune systems get weaker because we're not building up those resistances. And so the lockdown is actually like not good for our health. Not to mention, we're not going outside as much, not getting enough sunlight, not getting enough exercise, probably eating. Everyone I know gained like 10 pounds in the lockdown, and they're not eating as, I mean, shout out to all the people that are eating healthy right now. Like, legit shout out, bro. We should get sponsored by like one of those like companies that like ship you healthy food or something.
Yeah, we need a new sponsor. We need another one.
Yeah, we're done with Charmin Ultra.
Sorry, Charmin.
Sorry, Charmin. Not that you really are a sponsor, but healthy food.
Yeah, I actually forget what our sponsor is.
I don't think we have one right now.
Well, for the monetization audio ads. But yeah, I don't even remember what it is.
Yeah, probably check, Grant.
Probably should
immediately check that. So we should get sponsored by HelloFresh. And we can just like gas them up, say how good they are, and then they can like deliver us like HelloFresh and we can eat like awesome salmon meals.
I know, right?
Gotta get a fucking sponsor, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, I reached out to Coach Greg Adams. I reached out to Joker. I reached out to 33 Secrets. It's hard to contact those guys. You know what?
Yeah.
Asshole Consulting will answer.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta talk to Asshole Consulting. He'll answer us.
Okay.
He will answer us. And I think he would like to be on the podcast.
For sure.
You guys watch. Viewers, you watch. We're going to have some of the biggest Red Pill names as guests on our podcast.
We're making big moves, so stay tuned and always make sure to tap into the Red Pill Island.
All right, guys, that concludes our podcast for the day, and catch us next time for number 11. Have a great day, everyone.